I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Kemp has named a new insurance commissioner. As GPB's Robert Jimerson reports, the appointment follows the ousting of Jim Beck, who faces a 38-count federal indictment on fraud.
Doraville Police Chief John King has been tapped by the governor to replace Beck as the state's next insurance commissioner. King will serve in the position until Beck's case is decided by a federal judge and would be eligible for re-election to a full term in 2022. While suspended, Beck, who continues to declare his innocence in the case, will continue to draw his six-figure salary. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimerson in Atlanta.
A former police sergeant in Georgia who was captured on video hitting a man during a traffic stop has been convicted of aggravated assault and battery. The Gwinnett County District Attorney's Office says Michael Bongiovanni pleaded no contest yesterday to the charges. During a traffic stop in 2017, cell phone video captured Bongiovanni hitting Demetrius Hollins as he stood with his hands up. Video also showed then-Officer Robert McDonald stomping on Hollins' head as he lay on the ground handcuffed. The Gwinnett County Police Department fired the two officers a day after the arrest when the video surfaced. Bongiovanni will serve 6 months in work release, followed by 5 months home confinement, with the balance of a 10-year sentence to be served on probation. Well, the number of sea turtle nests along the Georgia coast is on pace to set a record this year. Beach patrols between Tybee and Cumberland Islands have recorded 1,726 nests as of Tuesday. Last year's season total was 1,742. Georgia Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologist Mark Dodd says that puts us on track for up to 4,500 nests by the end of the season. The previous record, set in 2016, was 3,289 loggerhead nests. Loggerhead sea turtles are the species seen most often in Georgia. Nesting season usually reaches its peak in June and continues into early July. Less intense nesting usually lasts through August. Well, SunTrust and BB&T announced their new name yesterday. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Are you ready for Truist? BB&T and SunTrust, coming together to transform financial services.
The two banks revealed the name more than 4 months after announcing their merger. Once approved, Truist will become the sixth largest bank in the country with its headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina. Combined, the banks are valued at $66 billion. Shareholders of both SunTrust and BB&T will vote on the merger, which is expected to become final by the fall. BB&T shareholders will also get a chance to vote on the new name. SunTrust Bank is currently headquartered in Atlanta. It's also the name of the Braves Stadium, SunTrust Park. No word yet on possible name changes for the park. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The University of Georgia will not sell alcoholic beverages in general seating areas at sporting events next season. UGA Athletic Director Greg McGarrity made the announcement this week. Last month, he said beer and wine would be sold in Sanford Stadium's premium seating area, which is reserved for people who have donated $25,000 or more to the school's athletic program. The SEC's 14 schools were previously prohibited from selling alcohol in public areas at venues. Each school now will decide whether to sell alcohol, and if so, to designate the locations where it will be available. And the Braves won their sixth straight game last night, beating the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-7 in 11 innings. Atlanta is now in first place in the NL East. The Braves and the Pirates are playing an afternoon game today at SunTrust Park. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.